Well, this is one of my favorite shows to do every single year, National Punctuation Day. And last year, my guest, Jeff Rubin, celebrated with a haiku contest. And Jeff, I've been reading some of the winners. I'm going to read one more. I like when to hyphenate. Compound adjectives for one, like three-line poem. That is excellent. You had some great winners. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's good to be back. That the last time we spoke, you were lecturing your kids that punctuation matters and grammar matters and sentence structure matters, and your youngest was in middle school, and you were still texting in complete sentences. So yeah. How's all that going?
I still text in complete sentences. I don't use the letter U for Y-O-U. I don't use R for A-R-E. I just can't bring myself to do it.
It's one of the reasons I like you so much. You know, I just got an iPhone a couple of months ago in April, and it's one of those 4G iPhones.
What does that even mean?
Well, I think it has something to do with connectivity and speed, because the previous phone I had was not smart. It was actually a dumb phone, and it had about a half a G, and you really couldn't do anything on it, and I would make fun of people who texted. Well, I got to tell you, since I got this thing, I'm texting everyone.
Oh, I text all the time.
And it's actually enhanced my marriage, because I'll get a text from my wife, leaving work, going to the supermarket, do you want anything? And I'll text her back, butter, lettuce, cucumbers, red peppers. Is a phone call really necessary for that conversation?
No.
It's not. So
it takes too long.
It's too long. So I love texting. But I, too, text in complete sentences, and my friends tease me all the time.
Right.
And I just tell them, well, if you want to promote illiteracy, you go right ahead.
That's right. But don't count me as one of your supporters.
Right.
I'm not an enabler.
That's right. That's right. We have enough enablers in California.
Yeah. No, that is absolutely true. But you are not one of them. So this
I am not.
This is the 8th annual. This is getting big time.
It is. It's getting very big time. And, I was telling your producer, I have a slight cold today. In my throat. She thought it was cold in California, but it never gets cold. It never gets cold in California.
She's young.
Yeah, she's young and needs to travel a bit. But
well, we will. We'll get through it.
It's the stress, Amy. It's the stress of preparing for this major event now.
Well, it's probably also preparing for National Punctuation Day meatloaf too.
Yes, and by the way, did your producer ever make the meatloaf?
You know what? He didn't. And you know what he said? You know what his excuse was?
Well, everybody's got an excuse. What was his?
His was this. You were supposed to send him the meatloaf.
Oh, but I thought I explained that my wife wouldn't let me do that.
You know,
something about germs in the postal system.
Something about sending 2 pounds of ground chuck.
Right. Right. Via the U.S. Postal Service. Not a good thing.
No. I don't care if it's in the shape of a question mark. It's still not going to work.
Not working.
No, but I have it, and I'm going to make it. For my kids, we're going to make it. We're going to make National Punctuation Day meatloaf.
You should. It's a really good recipe.
Well, plus I'm going to put it in the, and then I like the way you put it in the shape of something, a semicolon, a question mark.
Right. You know, we sell some funky things on our website that have slogans on them, and one of them is a T-shirt that says. A semicolon is not a surgical procedure. And And I got an a couple of years ago, and what it is, it's the artwork is a picture of an operating room table with a bunch of surgeons on either side, and there's a semicolon on the operating table. And so I get a T-shirt order from this guy in Wisconsin, and he tells me that he's a doctor, and he actually just had half his colon removed, so he truly is a semicolon.
So it really is. He just really can be a surgical procedure.
Yeah. Now I wouldn't endorse having a surgical procedure to buy the T-shirt.
You don't have to. You can just appreciate a semicolon.
Right, but as long as you've had the surgery, why not have some fun with it?
Did he buy the T-shirt?
He did.
Excellent.
Oh yeah, yeah. He bought the double extra large.
Well, he only has.
That must have been some colon.
That's what I'm saying. I would have thought that with a little bit less colon, it would have been a little smaller.
That's right.
All right. So tell us about National Punctuation Day. For those who don't remember National Punctuation Day, it's September 24th. What are you going to be doing?
Well, Friday night I'm going to carbo load. I'm going to have a big bowl of pasta. Because I got to tell you, this thing has really mushroomed into a major, major event. So,
and I'm jazzed. I think that's great.
Oh, it's so much fun. We just put up a whole bunch of new photos on the website, including a complete a section called Salute to the Tea Party, which is a compilation of photos taken at Tea Party rallies. And I'm just going to leave it at that because I know you're in a red state, and so I'm just going to leave it there. You have to check out those pictures. But on Saturday, here's something new that's happening. Because the holiday is on a weekend, teachers were concerned, how are we going to celebrate? And I said, wow, this is a great opportunity for you to do an extra credit assignment. Send your kids out with their smartphones into your community and take pictures of incorrectly punctuated signs. Now, how hard could that be? There's probably every other sign's got an apostrophe error in it. Take those pictures, make a video out of it, and put it on YouTube.
Ah, that's a great idea.
And it teachers thought that was wonderful. So I'm waiting to see what they come up with, and I told them to send these to me, and I would post them on my website as well.
Oh, wow, that's great. Now, what about this contest that you have?
The paragraph contest. We have, at the moment, I get a couple of them every day. I think we're up to 98 paragraphs so far. So here's the deal. One paragraph, maximum three sentences, you need to use all 13 punctuation marks listed on my homepage. You can use them more than once, but you have to use at least one of each. So, I'll get entries that have four sentences, and I'll get entries that have three paragraphs. So, obviously, there's a comprehension issue in this country.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I thought it was one paragraph.
One paragraph.
Maximum of three sentences.
See, you can read, but you were a teacher.
Well, yeah, I did teach remedial history.
Remedial history.
Remedial history.
If it's remedial, it's probably most of the population.
Remedial history, oh, by the way, in college.
Oh, don't get me started. A new study was just announced last week by one of the Cal State universities down in the Los Angeles area, where they determined that they studied three campuses. 60% of the incoming freshmen, 60%, are taking remedial English.
You know what? Somebody needs to be, I keep saying, somebody ought to be charged with fraud, because we keep thinking kids are going to get educated. And we keep paying money thinking kids are going to be educated. And then they get into college, and 60%. Anyway, don't get me started.
So I have a new slogan.
What is it?
rather than no child left behind, it'll be every child left behind.
Well, that seems to be appropriate. We're working more and more towards every child left behind.
I know. It's really scary.
Hey, Jeff, we have to take a quick break, but coming back, and I'm hoping you can hang on, I want to go through with folks the 13 different punctuation marks, and then remind everybody or give us some of your fun examples, the most abused. And I'll also, I've been sharing throughout the show a little bit some of the haiku from last year. Oh my gosh, those haikus are, some of those are great. And I'm not a haiku lover. I don't get haiku. I never have. But these guys are whoever, you know, some of these people, they're incredibly talented. And I want to get right back to Jeff Rubin, really the brain child, I guess, behind...
You're the first to accuse me of having one.
Well, take it back if you don't prove yourself.
Yeah, I actually want to meet your listener who wants that meatloaf recipe.
I will. Well, I'm going to put it up on the Facebook page so everybody has an opportunity.
Oh, geez.
And you've got a picture of your wife on there on your Facebook page, on your website.
On my website.
Proudly holding it.
She's holding it, yes.
Well, I'll let you know what I think as soon as after I make it.
She's amazing. She puts up with me.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about the contest. One paragraph.
One paragraph, three sentences. You must use 13 different punctuation marks. Apostrophe, brackets, colon, comma, dash, ellipsis, exclamation point, hyphen, parentheses, period, question mark, quotation mark, and a semicolon. You got to get them all into one paragraph, three sentences.
I could be wrong, but that seems almost harder than the haiku. But then,
it is harder than the haiku. I think that's why I don't have as many entries as we had 356 haiku last year.
Yeah, that was incredible, and some of these are really good. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not a haiku person. I like my stuff to rhyme. But here's one of my favorites. How to write silence?
Yes.
Three diminutive dots mark. Ghosts of words unsaid.
Yeah.
That's good.
That was one of my favorites, too. So here's something funny that's happening this year. I'm still getting haikus. So I very politely send them back and say, the haiku contest was last year. We have a new contest this year.
People are just used to giving an effort and getting an attaboy.
I know. I know.
They're trying.
At least they're paying attention and they're participating.
That's true. See, yes. There's their attaboy. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. And we're getting a lot of response from teachers, especially this one teacher. Her name is Jean Mahoney. She teaches at Glen Grove School in Glenview, Illinois. Her students sent in about 25 haiku last year. And this year, they're sending in paragraphs. She's an amazing teacher. If all teachers were like her, we wouldn't have any problems. But she is amazing.
What is the most, as we look at the punctuation, all of the marks, and by the way, go to nationalpunctuationday.com, and you put up, for instance, you know, here's the apostrophe, and then what I love, you explain how it's used.
Right.
Properly, by the way.
Right.
There's a novel idea.
Yes.
And they're all up there, so you should never have a problem. If you've got a question with how punctuation marks are to be used, go to Jeff's website, nationalpunctuationday.com. What is the most abused?
It's the apostrophe. And it's the easiest punctuation mark to use correctly. I just cannot understand why it's so abused. People use it in the plural tense. For example, let's say you have someone named Smith. More than one Smith, you would add an S. Two Smiths, three Smiths, and yet I see SMITH apostrophe S. And I see that everywhere. In fact, if you look on the homepage, somebody sent me a photo last week of a daycare center in Chicago.
They obviously didn't go through Gene Mahoney's class.
No, they didn't. You're right. And so this is the best photo I've ever seen of apostrophe abuse. So I put it up under the headline, Dumbest Sign of the Year. Okay, Diana's playpen of little geniuses. G-E-N-I-U-S apostrophe S.
You know, don't you want to ask, didn't somebody go through, didn't somebody proofread, didn't somebody take a look at that?
I'm almost afraid to ask the question because...
What if they did?
Here's the thing. You have folks who own businesses who don't know how to spell and punctuate, and then you have the people who make the signs. So where's your line of defense?
Okay, here's a question that I get, because that is sort of like little geniuses. Here's one. Charles's baseball.
Yes. Okay.
So how do you punctuate it? That's what people want to know.
That is a possessive use. So there's two styles. If you follow newspaper style, which would be Associated Press style book, you would just put an apostrophe after the S, and that would indicate possession. If you follow Strunk and White's style book or the Chicago Manual of Style, they say use an apostrophe and then another S. They're both correct. Pick a style and stick to it.
Just be consistent.
Be consistent. And if you're wrong, be consistently wrong. Because you know what they say about rumors. If you spread a rumor often enough, people will believe it. So if you're wrong and consistently wrong, people will actually think you know what you're doing.
Because you've done it with some serious authority. You've done it more than once.
And you're so strident about it.
Hey, I got this too. How does a guy from Jersey end up in California? That's another email I received.
Okay. I'm actually not from Jersey. I'm from Brooklyn. So
now you're really offended.
That guy gets a meatloaf.
It's coming in the mail.
So here's how it happened. I was working at the New York Post. I hated it. I left in 1978. I found a job in Northern California in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I moved. And that's the short story.
Is there anything more exciting than that, or is that just it?
I don't think you have time.
Okay, we'll do that.
I could tell you all about my experiences working for Rupert Murdoch, but you already know that.
That's right.
You're a Fox affiliate.
And we know all about it.
Yes, so he owned the New York Post. He was just getting started in the United States back then, 1976.
Well, we'll do that. We'll make that in a whole nother show.
Yeah, okay.
All right, tell me about, here's another one, though. What about the comma?
What about the comma?
Doesn't that get abused badly?
Well, yeah, it's supposed to indicate a division in a sentence, meaning that it's going to set off a word or a clause or to separate items in a list, stuff like that. However, folks will just throw commas in because they'll be writing a sentence and they'll say, gee, haven't used a comma yet. And so...
I don't want to make the comma feel bad.
Yeah, let's put a comma over here. So, but really, that's an easy one to use.
Okay. Yeah. Let me ask you this. Here's something that when I was in journalism school, of course, AP Manual of Style says you don't use a comma before and part of that is just to conserve characters.
Yes.
But
and that is the reason, by the way.
Yeah, that's
the only reason.
So so I became used to it, and then as you start writing I work for a think tank, more formal writing, they put it in. So yes, I had to relearn that because I'm thinking, no, the AP told me not to do that.
Well, it's called the Oxford comma or the cereal comma. Not the kind you eat, but the kind you kill with. So somebody just sent me a really interesting cartoon, which I will send to you. It's got a drawing of John F. Kennedy, Joseph Stalin, and two strippers. And it says, with the Oxford comma, we invited the strippers, comma, JFK, comma, and Stalin. And then underneath, there's a picture of JFK in his underwear and Joseph Stalin in his underwear. And it says, without the Oxford comma, we invited the strippers, comma, JFK and Stalin.
Right, right. It's a whole different meaning.
It's a whole different meaning. And so here's the difference. In most cases, probably 95% of the cases, you don't need the Oxford comma. But there are cases where you do need it for clarity. So again, what style are you going to use, and who makes the decision about when you need it and when you don't? So I say, use it all the time.
Okay. That's a great rule of thumb, because yes, the worst thing would be to have your meaning completely wrong. And
well, here's another one. I'd like to thank my parents, comma, Pope Paul and Mother Teresa.
It makes for an interesting family discussion.
It's right. It's an interesting family tree, yeah.
Oh, Jeff. Hey, thanks so much for being on the show. It's always a treat.
I always have fun with you, Amy.
Hey, we'll look forward to doing it again next year. And meanwhile, I'll put the meatloaf recipe up for those who dare.
Okay. You might lose some listeners, but go for it.
All right. NationalPunctuationDay.com. Jeff Rubin celebrating National Punctuation Day on September 24th.